From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako in Porcupine Soup breaks down how Governor Kathy Hochul's new budget proposal would affect schools in Greene County. They would see state funding drop by more than $2.8 million next year. Of the six districts in Greene County, only Greenville is in line for an increase in money. Governor Kathy Hochul's proposed $233 billion budget for fiscal year 2024-25 calls for a 2.4% increase overall in school aid, with $35.3 billion in all. But New York State Council of School Superintendents Executive Director Charles Diedrich said, and I quote, "The proposal would reduce by over $400 million the foundation aid level called for by the formula now in the law," end quote, which would reduce funding to most Greene County schools. Cairo-Durham would see a 7.26% decrease, Catskill would see a 6.96% decrease, Coxsackie-Athens would see a 0.29% decrease, Hunter-Tannersville would see a 26.37% decrease, and Windham-Ashland-Jewett would see a 20.03% decrease. Assemblyperson Charles Teague, a Republican from Schoharie who represents Greene County in the legislature, said, and I quote, "Governor Hochul's prioritization of housing migrants over our children's education is a perfect example of the dysfunction her administration continues to bring to New York," end quote. Other conservatives support the governor. Empire Center President and CEO Tim Harper said, and I quote, "Governor Hochul is telling it like it is. New York school aid and Medicaid spending are out of line with national norms, and raising income taxes again isn't the answer," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul and the state Democratic Party in the past 6 months has received at least $1 million in contributions linked to the real estate and development industries, according to recent campaign findings. Hochul has said she wants to build more housing, but has resisted calls for emboldened tenant protections. Democratic leaders in the state legislature are trying to pass additional tenant protections as part of a housing policy plan, while the real estate lobby typically opposes anything that could limit the number of evictions filed by landlords on renters. Hochul's campaign spokesperson Brian Linsmeyer said in a statement, and I quote, "Consistent with Governor Kathy Hochul's commitment to maintain high ethical standards, campaign contributions have no influence on government decisions," end quote. State Democratic Party Chair Jay Jacobs said on January 18th that, and I quote, "Contributions to the state party have never been a factor in legislation," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News has a video of the funeral procession in Hudson January 18th for Police Sergeant Christopher Philine, who died while on duty January 11, 2024. Philine was a Hudson police officer for more than 20 years and would have turned 52 the day after he died after a medical emergency. He has two brothers in the New York State Police. Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado attended the service at St. Mary's in Hudson. Police Chief Mashonda Franklin said, and I quote, "Senior Sergeant Philine's dedicated service to our department and city will be remembered, and his loss is felt profoundly by our community. His commitment to duty and selfless service left an indelible mark on those who had the privilege of working alongside him. He was an exceptional officer and will be greatly missed by all," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.